The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Harrison Butker, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, spoke at a Catholic university about how women should be women and men should be men, and for some reason, leftists decided to freak out. So I have the video here for you, as well as the reaction from some of the girls over at The View, because the reaction is crazy and insane. Let's take a look at the first video.
I want to speak directly to you briefly, because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now, about to cross this stage, and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
So before I play the video of the crazies over at The View, I just want to say there's nothing wrong about this. Literally, he says nothing incorrect. Nothing in a Catholic university would even be remotely, like, bold. Like, it's not even that bold of a speech, to be honest, especially when you're making it at a Catholic university. And so it shows, and I'll talk about this a little bit more later, how crazy and how reactive progressives have been that when you say, hey, by the way, thousands of years have really shown us that women are their happiest or most fulfilled, usually, and there are some exceptions, but pretty much across the board, when they are homemakers, when they're with their children, and when they are building families. And for some reason, progressives just couldn't swallow this because it's absolutely opposite of what their ideology teaches. And by the way, this is true at any university. This isn't just true for a Catholic university, but when he's literally speaking at a Catholic university as a Catholic, and then people outside of that freak out. It's like, no, there's actually like hundreds of millions of people who actually believe this. I don't know. I know there's a lot of people who say they're Catholic. They're not totally Catholic. But it's not like Catholicism is a small religion. Like, this is a huge group of people that literally this is part of their doctrine. It is taught in the Bible. And not just for Catholics, for all Christians, for Jews, for like all the religious people, which obviously progressives are opposed to. But this is not like a radical view, and yet they had to freak out because their progressive ideology is actually a religion, and the left, the View rather, shows that perfectly. So I'm going to play that clip right now.
Catholics, it's compared to being cult-like and extremists like some religions in the Middle East and Asia. So this is a very extreme religion, and what bothers me about that as a Christian is that when people abuse Christianity, they often not only cherry pick from the Bible, they misinterpret and lie by omission by taking out parts that would have explained something a little better. So what I can say to him as a Christian is if you're using this to oppress a people or hold them down, you're not walking with Jesus. If you are using the religion, if you are more obsessed with the religious rituals and practices than you are with the word of Jesus, you're not walking with Jesus. And if you're using it for the judgment of others and as a weapon to beat people down, you're also not walking with Jesus. So I would really encourage him to find the best parts of faith and not diverge into extremists.
So the lady in that says she's a Christian. She's really not, and I don't say that as a dig, but the reason why I say she's not is because everybody has a God, and her progressive ideology has clearly become an idol for her over her Christian religion, which I'm not saying she doesn't believe in Christ, But clearly she believes in progressivism a lot more than that. Harrison Butker was not talking about women in a bad light. He was talking to them in a positive light and telling the women in there exactly how they'd be happy in life. And he knows, because he's seen it all around him, and anyone can see it, that progressive ladies who their whole lives, they just try for the next promotion, they're not the happy ones. The happy ones are the ones that are in the home, that they are literally building the next generation. They're so much happier. So he's doing the women in that room a service, and The View is doing them a big disservice to show them, hey, if you want to be cranky like us, then, you know, go do all the things that Harrison Butker was telling you not to do. He didn't just talk about the women, however, he did talk about the men as well, and it was pretty epic. So let's take a look at that clip as well.
Be honest, there is nothing good about playing God with having children, whether that be your ideal number or the perfect time to conceive. No matter how you spin it, there is nothing natural about Catholic birth control. It is only in the past few years that I have grown in courage to speak more boldly and directly, because as I mentioned earlier, I have leaned into my vocation as a husband and father and as a man. To the gentlemen here today, part of what plagues our society is this lie that has been told to you that men are not necessary in the home or in our communities. As men, we set the tone of the culture, and when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation. Other countries do not have nearly the same absentee father rates as we find here in the U.S., and a correlation could be made in their drastically lower violence rates as well. Be unapologetic in your masculinity.
The fact that this stuff offends progressives so much shows how diabolical their ideology is. He's literally telling men to be masculine, and people are freaking out about it. Like, they can't deal with the fact that he's just saying something so obvious. It's Orwellian, the amount of people that are freaking out over just simply the truth. If they had said nothing about speeches like this, if they had just kind of seen it and been like, I don't agree with that, then that's one thing, right? But it's so easy to see progressives in their crazy light when someone goes up, a Catholic in a Catholic university, talking about Catholic principles, and they freak out because when they hear something that goes against their worldview, they completely reject it, which is what progressivism demands. Whereas people who are, you know, just kind of normal religious people, they're, you know, maybe a little conservative, but they don't really even think about it. They hear things that they disagree with and they think, yeah, I disagree with that. They don't go on the internet and freak out about it. As always, guys, thank you so much for watching this video. If you haven't already, go down below, subscribe, like, and comment your thoughts on the speech. We'll see you next time.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.